Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A little bumpy start to the broadcast day. A little bumpy night last night when it came to the weather. Still getting it in Baldwin County. Those thunderstorms, straight line winds. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second on that. It is FM Talk 106.5. And Kane's got our traffic right now.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, they've got an accident. Old Shell Road right between Dickens Ferry Road and Foreman Road, so be careful. Officers are on the way to clear that one. I-10 westbound at the 42-mile marker. Got two cars and a fender bender. No roadblock. It's going to be between Malmus and Loxley with wet roadways on the way in. The IRS problem solvers at Azalea City Tax and Accounting are ready to do your taxes at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile. With over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience, they can help with the IRS. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today across the Gulf Coast. Look for showers with temperatures in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cooler with lows in the lower 40s. And tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you all along on this Thursday, this Friday Eve. Little Friday. As we head towards the weekend. 62 now and cloudy at our studios. Check the radar as it goes to the east. Baldwin County still getting a little bit of the rain. Pensacola as well. And another band of showers going to come into Mobile County here over the next hour or so. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. I know that my ride into work, maybe I slept too hard last night because I didn't wake up. Mm. But the streets, like from my house down to about Airport Boulevard, covered with branches and leaves, and yeah, not like big limbs, but right. Branches and leaves. I mean, like debris in the road.
Sounds like you got a little more wind than I did.
You didn't
then.
Get that out of your house.
Now we did have the rain. We did have just a little standing water. It's been worse multiple times already. Over the last few months, but right. I didn't see much of the debris from the trees. So
that's weird because there's a bunch from my house coming here.
I guess different parts of the town, different parts of the area, maybe got a little more wind than the rest.
All right, clearing and colder today. Looks good. Polka dots roll tonight downtown Mobile. We'll talk more about that. Also, now the 14th case of coronavirus, or I should say. COVID-19.
They're still reporting. Cool people call it.
Well, they're still reporting it as coronavirus, but we found out yesterday we're supposed to call it COVID-19. We'll talk about that. Also, the World Health Organization is being cautiously optimistic about slowing of COVID-19 or the coronavirus. We'll get more of that coming up in a little bit. And that Walmart neighborhood market shooting now listed as a homicide. We'll check in live with Katarina Lukatich from News 5 around 6:20 for more information on that. On the way in sports.
What a game last night between Auburn and Alabama. 10 times more exciting than the Westminster dog show the night before.
Yes!
And Auburn beat Alabama. I'll give you all the details when we get up to sports this
morning.
All right.
That's good stuff coming your way. And another 1-2 close finish for Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg in the New Hampshire primary. President Trump has some commentary on who he may be facing in the general. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
At the White House, President Trump offering up his analysis of the Democratic campaign after two contests.
I would say Bernie looks like he's doing very well.
Why is he certain?
I think people like his message. He's got energy. His people have energy. But a lot of people don't like that particular message. But there is a group that probably agrees with it.
The president's campaign would love to run against Bernie, and that might be why Mr. Trump talks him up at times. At other times, he calls the potential nominee a socialist and even communist. Strong performances in Iowa and New Hampshire for Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg have them riding high now. However, facing South Carolina and Nevada and a host of southern states on Super Tuesday, both have potential Achilles heels. Buttigieg especially polls very low among black and Latino voters, and he knows it.
We will be competing, making sure that our message reaches every voter and earning that support, especially mindful that we are moving into more racially diverse states.
Buttigieg believes his strong showings in the first two contests will push minorities to get to know him better. That will be tested mightily by March 3rd. The biggest winner here, campaign-wise, might be Amy Klobuchar, coming in third.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that the people in the middle, the people who have had enough of the name-calling and the mud-slinging, have someone to vote for in November.
Tracking polls show voters turning to Klobuchar in the final days leading up to the primary based on a strong debate performance Friday night. Klobuchar wants to position herself as the moderate alternative to Bernie Sanders and a more experienced moderate alternative to Pete Buttigieg. Bob Costantini, Concord, New Hampshire.
All right, 613 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Speaking of Super Tuesday on the way, of course, Alabama, part of those Super Tuesday primaries. And we're going to have coverage from right here in Alabama and around the country coming up that night. Special broadcast on Tuesday, March 3rd here that will go into the evening time. It's going to be one of those long days, Dalton.
Yeah,
long days.
It. But we've done it before.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember which election night.
Last cycle.
Okay, it was the last cycle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good time and full of great information. Nothing more fun than working on Twitter and working the phones that night to see who's winning.
That is for sure. So bank on that we'll give you the latest information as it breaks from polls. We won't have to wait for the end of The Bachelor or whatever show we'll be on. We'll be doing it live on Super Tuesday right here at FM Talk 106.5. That's one of those things radio can do. Speaking of which, you hear that pivot, that transition, because I want to pat ourselves on the back, I guess, today. World Radio Day.
Yeah.
World Radio Day. Thursday, February 13th, World Radio Day, a global initiative highlighting radio unique value in democracy and communication all over the world. To commemorate radio's 100th anniversary in 2020, we're using hashtag Radio100 on our social media today. We'll put out some pictures. If you have any kind of commentary, you want to talk about local radio, just hashtag Radio100, and then we'll share that as well. We'll put some pictures up. What do y'all want pictures of in here? You want the equipment? I mean, people often say, y'all don't have cameras in the studio, which we're working on. You want pictures of the studio? You want some video? Do you want to see how the bird's nest of wires that makes radio work?
Oh, such a sexy bird nest of wires.
Some of my Shade Tree Mechanic Engineering that has kept the station going. Do you want to see some of that? We could do that today as well.
Yeah, the tower back here.
Yes.
The tower that keeps us running and on the air.
The tower of receivers and transmitters and microwave relays and all that kind of stuff. We can put that up as well. But it is World Radio Day, so we'll celebrate by doing some radio.
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's coming up throughout the day today. Plus, your chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets for Chicago. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Show coming up in May at the Amphitheater at the Wharf. More details coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2690.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting at a neighborhood Walmart is now being investigated as a homicide. That's according to a crime map published on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office website. Mobile police say the men shot at each other during a dispute, sending people inside the store scrambling for safety. This happened around 8:45 last night at the store on Government Boulevard. A man in Pensacola is accused of assaulting a woman in a violent argument in the kitchen. Authorities say the 36-year-old Andrew Howard pulled a knife and stabbed the victim in her leg before the handle broke. She is expected to be okay. Howard is in jail with a $15,000 bond. A large sinkhole on Halls Mill Road will continue to be an issue for the morning commute. Today, crews are hoping to finish work repairing that sinkhole. Halls Mill Road near DIP has been closed since late Tuesday night. The city says the sinkhole formed after a water main burst. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
From the beginning, they were applauded. The music that sold over 100 million records. Chicago, Saturday, May 16th, the Wharf Amphitheater.
Make me smile.
The music of Chicago.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, part of the C Spire Concert Series, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Auburn wins a thriller over Alabama. The NFL reinstates Myles Garrett, and a streak ends for the NBA's defending champions. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwick, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Auburn beat Alabama 95-91 in overtime in an exciting back-and-forth game between the two rivals in Auburn last night.
Ahead to Petty, across midcourt, long three at the buzzer, no good, and Auburn wins.
What a win. You ain't going to get a better game than this, folks.
That's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith on the call right here on FM Talk 106.5. It was a revenge game for the 11th-ranked Tigers, who fell to Alabama last month in their first loss of the season. Auburn began the game on a 16-0 run, fueled by Anthony McElmore scoring the first 8 points of the game.
14 to shoot, 5-0 Tigers. Gets a screen from Wiley. Now to McElmore and another three. Why not?
All right, off to a great start.
But Bama would fight back with a barrage of three-pointers and pull within 3 points by halftime.
Really impressive. They take it right on the chin, and they have battled right back. They understand the importance of this game. We've won 16-0.
Bad call from SEC Network, and the Tide set SEC records with 22 three-pointers on an unbelievable 59 attempts. John Petty Jr. hit the most important three of the night to tie the game at 81 and send it to overtime.
Lewis finds Petty for three, and the Tide goes! John Petty, ice cold. We're tied at 81.
Auburn would go on to outscore the Tide 14-10 in overtime for the Tigers' fourth overtime win in their past five games. Auburn had five players score double digits, led by freshman Isaac Okoro with 19 points and 9 rebounds. Okoro left the game late after pulling his right hamstring. After the game, head coach Bruce Pearl reported that Okoro did not tear the hamstring, but could miss some time. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists for the second triple-double in program history. Up next, Auburn will hit the road to face Missouri on Saturday, while Alabama will host number 25-ranked LSU that same day at Coleman Coliseum. In other SEC games last night, South Carolina routed Georgia 75-59, and Florida did the same to Texas A&M 78-61. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team hosts Louisiana Lafayette at 7 at the Mitchell Center. Jags are favored by 7 points. And this morning at 11, the women's team plays on the road at Appalachian State. You can catch both of those games on ESPN+. In NFL news, the league has reinstated Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett 2 days after Garrett met with league commissioner Roger Goodell. Garrett was suspended indefinitely after ripping the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and hitting the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the head with it. That was back on November 14th. Despite an appeal, the suspension was upheld, and Garrett missed the final 6 games of the season. In the NBA, Memphis rookie Ja Morant outdueled Damian Lillard in a 111-104 Grizzlies win over the Trailblazers. Brooklyn beat Toronto 101-91, ending the Raptors' 15-game win streak. Indiana beat league-leading Milwaukee 118-111. Dallas crushed Sacramento, and the Lakers beat Denver in overtime. Cleveland, Orlando, Washington, Charlotte, and Utah also picked up wins on a busy night in the NBA. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We've got an accident now. All lanes are blocked off at Moffitt and Western Hill Drive. Just happened a few minutes ago. Officers are on the scene. Old Shell Road between Dickens Ferry and Foreman Road have got another accident, and one clearing on the interstate, I-10 westbound at the 42-mile marker. It's going to be between Malbus and Loxley. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. And, of course, one of the top stories that we've been talking about this morning, that Walmart neighborhood market shooting is now listed as a homicide. The latest on this story from News 5's Katerina Lukatich, who joins us now. Thank you for your time this morning. And tell us what from last night to this morning, what do we know?
Yeah, so the last we heard from first responders last night was that both men who were shot were listed in critical condition, but an update to the crime map shows that this is now listed as a homicide, that update coming in around 1 o'clock this morning. So I'm working to confirm with police if one of the men died, if both of them died, or what the status of their conditions are. But this was definitely a really scary situation at the neighborhood Walmart last night. This is the one on Government Boulevard, not too far from police headquarters. Where police say two men who were inside of the store got into some sort of argument, escalated into shots being fired, again, inside of the store. They got in a shootout with each other, both men being shot, one at least once, one several times, and taken to the hospital. Now, but can you imagine what a scary situation for those shoppers and employees? Because you hear gunfire, you don't know if that's an active shooter.
And it absolutely it is, whether they were after each other or not. There, I mean, you said it, Katerina. This is, what, 9-something at night on a Wednesday at the grocery store?
At the grocery store, people were there with their kids. So you're thinking this played out in one of the aisles.
And
not just one or two shots. Witnesses are saying anywhere between 6 and 10 shots.
It's never okay, but I'm with you. I mean, it's the fact that, you know, it's 9-something at night at the grocery store. This is normal people getting grocery hours. It's not in the wee hours or anything. This is unbelievable that there were no, I guess your report here, that no other customers or employees injured, I guess. That's the great news.
Yeah, which is good news. I mean, so many things could have went wrong. There could have been someone else in the aisle or it could have ricocheted off of one of the...
Children in there? I mean...
Right.
So, you have the update here that they're making this a homicide, but any more information from MPD about who these people were, what the beef was, why they were both in there shooting, anything?
No, not yet. We are expecting a press release or something from police later this morning. I've reached out to them this morning, but haven't heard back. But they were talking to people who were inside the store until late in the night last night, trying to figure out what these men were even arguing about, or if they knew each other. You know what I mean? Like, they, at this point, we don't know if they knew each other or if this was an argument that started in the store.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could say, is this, did they, were they in there, I mean, I'm not trying to make it silly, but were they in there shopping, or were they chasing each other in? I mean, these, I think, are questions normal people have.
Right, and exactly, and those are some of the questions that we're hoping to get clarified at some point today.
All right. Well, we're going to watch WKRG.com and your reporting for more information on this. Thank you for the update.
All right. Thanks, Don.
All right. Katarina Lukacic with News 5. Once again, you know how I've talked about the homicide pie before. I hate to say it that way, but when I've talked to Public Safety Director Barber or Chief Batiste or Sheriff Cochran about this, we look at the homicide numbers and people, and I'll say, here's the thing. Here's the whole pie of homicide numbers. And there may be other categories, but the way I see it is there's bad guy versus bad guy shootings, right?
Right.
There's a domestic situation. And then there's bad guy versus good people shooting. I think the third, which is the smallest of the pie, is the scariest for
us. Yes, the most worrisome for sure.
Right, and so you could have a situation where here this might be bad guy versus bad guy, but they've taken their beef into the grocery store
where
the good people are, and there's people shopping, and there's children, and there's... no homicide is okay. These are the ones I think that really get people's attention.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this throughout the morning. Text line's open for you at 343-0106. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man arrested on drug charges is in jail in Pensacola with a bond of more than $1 million. 47-year-old Eric Wells was arrested on Tuesday. He admitted to shooting heroin moments before his arrest. He was taken into custody at his home on West Gadsden Street. Probation has been revoked for a man accused of shooting a clerk at a gas station last month. Reginald Blevins was out on probation for a murder charge when he allegedly robbed the SEFCO gas station on Spring Hill Avenue in January. He faces first-degree robbery and second-degree assault charges. He's pleaded not guilty to the crimes. More than 50 WAVE Transit employees have signed a no-confidence petition against the company's general manager. The employees say General Manager Damon Dash is disrespectful. The group sent out a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson and the City Council outlining their complaints against Dash. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product, Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. As a reluctant resident of California, I'm finding it more and more difficult to live in this state. As a kid living in Glendale, my memory of California isn't this. Our family moved here for a year and then went back east. This is not the California of my childhood, and I'd bet you'd find many people born here that would agree. At its base is a corrupt government, cities, counties, and the state government embedded with people who would be in jail if they weren't controlling who gets prosecuted. Everything from the way money from the lottery gets distributed to a billion-dollar train that failed. There's a lot of room in between for corruption, and they're not above lying about the taxes they want to take from our pockets. We have some of the highest taxes in the country. Higher gas prices and the threat of a state takeover of utilities are just a few things that have reared their ugly heads in state government. Now there's a push to end Prop 13, which stabilizes real estate taxes. They end those, and people on fixed incomes will lose their homes, or just leave, or both. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So Dalton and I have been doing some fairly unscientific, I guess, forensic weather work in here because
dangerous.
Yes, it is very dangerous. Two very uneducated on the weather side folks doing this. But driving in, I live near the University of South Alabama, and driving in from there to the station here at Airport in 65, at least until I got down to Airport, there were a lot of leaves, a lot of branches in the road. Not big stuff. I mean, just, you know, smaller branches and leaves look like some substantial wind. Dalton lives near Tillman's Corner.
Yeah, still in Mobile, but out near Tillman's Corner.
And he says there's nothing in his neighborhood. What happened?
Welcome to Mobile.
So some areas did get those straight line winds, I guess. Some areas didn't.
Right. We had a few strong showers and also some gusty winds across the area during the evening. And the weather front, cold front, has moved on through. It's now over between Mobile and Pensacola. We still have some scattered showers across southeast Alabama, not a lot of rain, but that's going to affect us through the day. So our highest temperature actually was reached this morning. We were in the low 70s, and now we've dropped down into the low 60s. And we may increase a degree or two, but that's about it for today. And then the colder and drier air will even come in later today and this evening, and that's going to drop the temperature to near 40 degrees tonight. So quite a change from what we have. And by the way, as we talk about cold air coming in, this is an anniversary here in Mobile of the coldest temperature ever reported in the city. And that was in 1899 on February 13th, 1 degree below zero.
So we have gotten, so, okay, that's a nice parlor trick trivia information. We have gotten below zero in Mobile.
Yes, we have. And that one below zero in 1899 was recorded downtown.
Ooh.
The weather office on Royal Street. Had we had an open area out in West Mobile with a thermometer, most likely it would have been -5 or -6 degrees Ooh. Below zero. But those days, the temperatures were recorded closer to the bay down in downtown Mobile. But we're not going to see anything like that. We're on the fringe now of an Arctic air mass that has dropped down into the Great Lakes area. And it's not going to plunge to the Gulf Coast, but it's going to move on toward New England. But it will cool us down a bit. Look for a few showers and mostly cloudy skies today. Tonight, as I mentioned, down around 40, 42 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll feel the effects of this cool spell. It'll be sunny and only 58 for the high tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Friday night, look for upper 30s, some areas in the mid-30s under clear skies. And then for the weekend, looking good for Saturday, sunny and about 62, rather pleasant, but showers come back in Saturday night, and we'll see scattered showers on Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. The reason for the rain coming in Saturday night and Sunday is the same front that's just gone through is going to come back as a warm front, and therefore it's going to produce the showers for the second half of the weekend. That front will eventually move all the way north of us, and we'll be back into the warm weather Monday and Tuesday with some scattered showers and highs in the 70s.
All right, so good news here for, I mean, tonight you got the polka dots parading, I think the bombs tomorrow night, so forecast looks okay for them.
Yeah, it looks good for, Friday night, and Saturday looks good all the way through the evening, and then the clouds come in and the showers later in the evening on Saturday, and then, of course, showers for Sunday.
All right, and just a quick question. This is long-term forecasting, and it's also a little bit of superstition around these parts, but I think Thursday night, that's the Incas. They'll be parading a week from tonight, right? If I'm correct, I have to go check the schedule. I think so. Does it look like sleet or tornadoes, or what do you expect for the Incas?
Probably all of those.
Okay, good. Frogs falling from the sky?
Yes, indeed.
There's going to be some Incas on the text line in a second talking with us. All right, and we also talk about historical things like the lowest temperature ever recorded for Mobile. That's just part of the scads of information in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, you'll find that information on the coldest temperature ever. And by the way, the second coldest temperature was the evening before the -1 was reported. It was 6 degrees. So the record for today in the books, the record low is 6.
Wow.
On February 12th, 1899. What about the third? Third coldest was not too long ago. In 1985, on January 21st, we had 3 degrees above zero here in Mobile.
That's when the bay froze, right? When the bay froze. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. But you'll find all that information in the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. You'll find it here at a few locations in Mobile, Hancock, Whitney Banks, also at the Eastern Shore, West Marine, and of course, also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. You're over in Fairhope, you'll find them at Old Time Garden Supply and also Billy Langford Allstate.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Remember, more information from Dr. Bill, podcasts, online opinion poll questions, top news stories of the day.
Moon Pie Minutes,
all that and a whole lot more on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And if you're somebody that works with a computer in front of you, you know, you can stream us through your computer right there. You go to fmtalk1065.com. You can get the stream of the station. I know a lot of y'all do that. If you're out and about and moving around, of course, you can listen to us on that old-fashioned radio. Let's talk about that. It's World Radio Day. We're going to talk about that more in a little bit. But also, we make it easy for you on your smartphone if you use the TuneIn Radio app. the word tune, the word in, mashed together, tune in, and then radio. It is, there is a pay version of it, but the freemium version, that's what you run, that's what I run. Mm-hmm. We're listening to the station all the time on it. You don't have to, people say, oh, it costs. You don't have to. Get the free version if you want to. I mean, there are some more features with the paid for, but I run the free version, and it is, it's just bulletproof.
Yeah.
It's great, and it's real easy, and pretty. It doesn't take up much space on your phone either.
Yeah, and a couple of the functions that I use that you again, don't need to pay for, it's got that pause. So if something comes up while you're listening on TuneIn Radio, you need to make a call. Or
a call comes in.
A call comes in, or you see your kid doing something they shouldn't be doing. You have to go stop them real quick. You can hit the pause, come back later, and start back where you paused it. And also, if you've got one of those smart speakers that can hear something you say from the other room,
mm-hmm.
it's probably listening right now, you can tell it, listen to FM Talk 106.5 on TuneIn Radio, and boom, you're in business. Don't even have to push a button.
All right, good stuff. So check it out, TuneIn Radio. Another way to listen to us, and on this World Radio Day, though, I suggest you also listen just on good old-fashioned radio.
Yeah, me too.
All right, good deal. Time to check the story of Mardi Gras. It is the Moon Pie Minute, as told by our own Reddy Brabner.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated, with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
The polka dots take to the streets while the Inca put finishing touches on tomorrow night's Mobile Parade. Across the bay in Daphne, Apollo Mystic ladies ready their 20th anniversary parade. I'm Rennie Brabner, and I'll have a Moon Pie Minute after this.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center,
the mattress experts.
Now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets and receive $300 in free gifts. Save up to $400 on select Sealy hybrid adjustables, or save up to $800 on Stearns and Foster adjustables. Plus, get up to 60 months interest-free financing at the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. Locally owned and operated, stop by one of our three locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties, or visit sleepcenternow.com.
It's dots everywhere in downtown Mobile this evening when the polka dots take their 70th parade to the street. Their emblem is the Gypsy Queen. Their theme this year is Keys to the Kingdom. If not for throws, Mobile Mardi Gras parades would be just another parade. A favorite throw is the Moon Pie, two sugary iced wafers with marshmallow in the middle. Real moon pies are made by the Chattanooga Bakery. Once they only came covered in chocolate, today they come in just about any flavor you can think of. Whole cookbooks are dedicated to various ways to enhance the experience of eating a moon pie. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check FM Talk 106.5's website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center at Moffitt and Summit Drive, they just moved the accident out of the roadway, but still working there. Also, I-10 westbound at the 42-mile marker, two cars and a fender bender, no road blockage. That's going to be between Malvis and Loxley. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's 7 days a week in Mobile on Government Boulevard and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is a teachable moment, a learning moment here on Mobile Mornings. Had I had the tab open on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, if I clicked the Moon Pie Minute tab.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that tab.
created by Dalton, where you can get all the Moon Pie Minutes that have already run. You can binge listen. You can also check out the parade schedule. I would have not had that senior moment that I had there, thinking next week was Incas. Incas is tomorrow night, so, and the weather looks good. So Incas, 2 years in a row with nice weather for their parade.
I still think you probably should not be saying that out loud right now. Is there still time where the weather... listening to you could move in. Yeah, I think you.
I love the Incas. I've watched them in just pouring rain in the past, and actually sleet, and you know, any other kind of calamity out there. But tomorrow night looks good for the Incas. Tonight, order of polka dots. I won't say anything about moving the guardrails in for the polka dots tonight. That's 6:30. Then tomorrow, 12:30, Mystics of Ashland Place Kids Parade. I guess the kids are getting out of school for that. Oh, or they're just doing it as a school activity. Then Incas tomorrow night at 6:30. Apollo's Mystic Ladies in Daphne at 6:30 as well, and then a bunch of parades on Saturday. A big one downtown for Mobile, the Moms, the Maids of Mirth.
So
their ball is fun. I always have fun at their thing.
Even though we got started a few weeks ago in on Dolphin Island, right, and then we had the parades last week in Mobile. Tonight, I would say, I mean, we're running straight through from here. We've just got next Wednesday night, which is the rain weather night.
Yes,
but other than that. There's parties, there's parades every single night the rest of the way through.
Yeah, get your boom boom on coming up in Mobile County, Baldwin County. That whole schedule, so you know the actual times and the parades, is on our website, fmtalk1065.com. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brand so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 1065. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting at a neighborhood Walmart is now being investigated as a homicide. That's according to a crime map published on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office website. Mobile police say the men shot at each other during a dispute, sending people inside the store scrambling for safety. This happened around 8:45 last night at the store on Government Boulevard. A man in Pensacola is accused of assaulting a woman in a violent argument in the kitchen. Authorities say the 36-year-old Andrew Howard pulled a knife and stabbed the victim in her leg before the handle broke. She is expected to be okay. Howard is in jail with a $15,000 bond. A large sinkhole on Halls Mill Road will continue to be an issue for the morning commute. Today, crews are hoping to finish work repairing that sinkhole. Halls Mill Road near DIP has been closed since late Tuesday night. The city says the sinkhole formed after a water main burst. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Gun enthusiasts, if you're looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store, look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile.
If you need it, they can get it.
And now through Valentine's Day, register for the Valentine's Raffle. Mobile Shooting Center is giving away a couple of Sky handguns.
One for you, one for your honey.
What better way to say, I love you? Visit Mobile Shooting Center today. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Auburn beat Alabama last night 95-91 in overtime in an exciting back-and-forth game between the two rivals in Auburn.
Ahead to Petty, across midcourt, long three at the buzzer, no good, and Auburn wins.
What a win. You ain't going to get a better game than this, folks.
That's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith on the call right here on FM Talk 106.5. And it was a revenge game for the 11th-ranked Tigers. They fell to Alabama last month in their first loss of the season. Auburn began last night's game on a 16-0 run, fueled by Anthony McLemore scoring the first 8 points of the game.
14 to shoot. 5-0 Tigers. Gets a screen from Wiley. Now to McLemore and another three. Why not?
All right. Off to a great start.
Bama, however, would fight back with a barrage of three-pointers and pull within 3 points by halftime.
Really impressive. They take it right on the chin, and they have battled right back. They understand the importance of this game. They've led 16-0.
That call from SEC Network, and the Tide set SEC records with 22 three-pointers on an unbelievable 59 attempts last night. John Petty Jr. hit the most important three of the night to tie the game at 81 and send it to overtime.
Lewis finds Petty for three in the tie. Got it! Oh! John Petty, ice cold. We're tied at 81.
After that, Auburn would go on to outscore the Tide 14-10 in overtime. It was the Tigers' fourth overtime win in their past five games. And Auburn had five players score double digits, led by freshman Isaac Okoro with 19 points and 9 rebounds. Okoro left the game late after pulling his right hamstring. After the game, head coach Bruce Pearl reported that Okoro did not tear the hamstring, but he could miss some time. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists for the second triple-double in program history. Up next, Auburn hits the road to face Missouri on Saturday, while Alabama will host number 25 LSU that same day at Coleman Coliseum. In other games last night, South Carolina routed Georgia 75-59, and Florida did the same to Texas A&M 78-61. It's 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional collision auto body repair shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today across the Gulf Coast. Look for showers with temperatures in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cooler with lows in the lower 40s. And tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers working accident at Moffitt and Summit Drive. They're moving up and into a parking lot. Still there, I-10 westbound at the 42-mile marker between Malbus and Loxley. You've got an accident with injuries. As we've got a decent ride so far, school zones are going to be busy. Watch for the radar there. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
6:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Rain moving off to our east. Cold temperatures coming in behind that. More details from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a little bit. Also, it is a Thursday. We are just an hour away, less than an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, Robert Kennedy Jr. from Kennedy for Alabama joins us at 8 o'clock and Rob Holbert from Lanyap at 8:30.
A boatload of Bobbies.
Yes, it's nice alliteration. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
And maybe we'll run this as a question over on the text line at 343-0106. What technological leap changed your life the most in the last decade? New survey out as people, and the number one answer, high-speed internet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So online shopping ranked second in the poll because I guess people get everything at Amazon. Streaming services like Netflix ranked third. And I think this is interesting. Average broadband speed, talking about high-speed internet. And we're, you know, one of the things they will be discussing in session, I think, in this session in Montgomery, is this rural broadband initiative, or BRRL.
Yeah.
Broadband initiative. And they say average broadband speed in 2010 was 4 megabits a second. It's now more like 100 megabits a second in most areas.
Hmm.
And our phones are way faster than they were back then. I would argue that this week with my internet at the house, it's been more like 2 megabits a second. I don't know what's wrong, but it's been a strange week. But think about that. 2010. I mean, it's not like way back. 2010, 4 megabits a second. 100 megabits a second is average now in the United States. So,
yeah, unfortunately, lots of places here in Alabama are still below that 4 megabytes a second. I know my parents up in Clark County, I don't even think they can stream. Ugh. So Stone Age.
Yeah, it is. It's bad. That's why folks moved to the city. All right, 657. Check news from Channel 5 coming up. And Dr. Bill, it's all straight ahead.